Page 3. The Hebrew definition of work presents some things that are not easily refuted. Namely, that if the pastors who embrace it and keep the fourth commandment of the law, they could not minister to the people on the seventh day. Their ministry was reserved to only the Lord on that day. The pastor of his flock could not be dispatched to the congregation on that day of rest. If the people attended and received that which he ministered, they would be partakers of his work and just as guilty of the pastor's disobedience to that command as he would be. They all would be breaking the very law that they believe to be upholding. Rather than keepers of the law, they would be breakers of it. Although seemingly honorable, zeal and devout dedication does not make ignorance right. Of course, it would look like a good argument against this thought of not working on the Sabbath if we considered not only those ministering to the Lord, but all the others who were to rest as well, such as one's son, daughter, servant, ox, ass, cattle, or strangers within his gates. None of these were ministering deputies of the Lord, but they were deputies of that man, and they ministered to him and his cause every day of the week, except for the seventh. To make this clear, Deuteronomy 5:15 compared it to Israel when they served the Egyptians, and the Sabbath day was a reminder of their freedom from serving man, reminding him that there was a rest from bringing forth thorns and thistles and eating the herb and bread of the field by the sweat of his face. It is saying that they should not work on the seventh day of that which pertains to man, but rest from those labors, and do this as the priesthood keeps the seventh day holy, clean and void from man's contaminating sweat, by ministering to the purity, or in the purity, to the Lord. In spite of the fact that the messengers of the word are not to work, that is, to minister on the Sabbath, and it is one of the commandments, there are no scriptures that suggest that it is the day of the Lord or the Lord's day. The Lord blessed and hallowed the seventh day. In the Hebrew, it means simply to be pronounced as being clean. But contrary to what is accepted by some as orthodoxy, it was never called the Lord's Day.